This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. At odds politically, China and its offshore neighbor Taiwan are economically and romantically engaged. Hundreds of thousands of Taiwanese business people go back and forth across the Taiwan Strait to China every year for work and pleasure and even marriage. These cross-strait romances are a growing phenomenon and concern for the Taiwanese government. Lisa Schlein has this report.
There are many Taiwanese men who consider themselves lucky. Each has a lovely wife and family in Taipei, and each has another lovely wife and family in mainland China. The arrangement is perfect, a veritable captain's paradise. Many Taiwanese wives don't know about their husband's second marriage on the mainland. They only find out about this after their husband dies.
Some other children are coming to claim inheritance, and that's the first time they realize that this husband has two or three wives in China. But it's very common now.
Beacom Shao is a member of parliament in the ruling Democratic Progressive Party. She says many women in mainland China are eager to marry men from Taiwan because they expect them to be economically well off. The women believe by marrying this person, they will be taken care of for life, even though they may only be a second or third wife. There are also many monogamous marriages between Taiwanese men and mainland women. 30-year-old Yi Liu from Sichuan, China, and her Taiwanese husband, 40-year-old Li Chengdu, have been married 5 years. They call it a love match. Du says he met his bride through a matchmaker while he was operating a business in mainland China. He says he wanted to marry a Chinese woman because they are less demanding than Taiwanese women.
Taiwanese girls are too greedy. They want the man to have a big salary and a house and a car. They ask for too many things. I think mainland girls are more sincere. They don't ask much. Anyway, I prefer a mainland girl.
Yi Liu says she finds it difficult living in Taipei. In China, she was a manager of a restaurant, but in Taipei, she has no job. The government does not allow Chinese brides to work until they have lived in the country for 6 years. She says she feels marginalized.
In Taiwan, I have no stable job. I have no work permit. I just stay at home. There's nothing to do. People here discriminate against people from China. And every year when I go back home, my situation is no better. That's because people think that since I married a guy from Taiwan, things must be good for me. So I have nothing there and I have nothing here. I'm caught in the middle.
The government estimates about 200,000 mainland wives currently live in Taiwan. Beacom Shao says the Taiwanese government worries that the growing number of Taiwanese-Chinese intermarriages could amount to a subtle invasion from China.
The Chinese like to see intermarriage as a way to bring Taiwan closer to China, to unify in a nationalistic perspective. And so there are a lot of newer issues today that never existed 10 years ago.
So the Taiwanese government will maintain tight restrictions on mainland women who want to marry Taiwanese men, concerned that China may try to co-opt Taiwan socially in a way it so far has failed to do politically. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein.